talking about strong women here in this section. One of them. Wow, what she did at her news station up in New York, Schenectady. Her name is Olivia Jacquith. She went into labor during her morning newscast yesterday. She and the co-anchor were on the show. Her water broke at 4:15 a.m. They start at 4 a.m. and go until 8. And she stayed.
She stayed. Completed her shift?
She completed the shift.
That's psychotic.
This can't be her first child.
I don't believe it could be.
I mean, based on what I have heard, you know, I'm not a dad, but, you know, the more experienced moms get, the more they know.
Exactly. Well, and the way she's talking about it. Now, she is 90 minutes into the show before the co-anchor even realizes and breaks it on the air. Oh, by the way.
What am I stepping in?
This is not coffee.
Did you spill your water?
Here's the exchange.
We do have some breaking news this morning. Literally. Yes. Olivia's water has broke.
That's
and
right.
She is anchoring the news now in active labor.
Early labor.
She's still here. She's been doing the entire show. This is her decision to do this.
I'd rather be at work than at the hospital.
After we're done with this show, you should probably go.
That's thank you, guys.
Oh, yay, Olivia.
I'll do my best.
High five,
which means
girl. Whole
maybe
show.
Look at that.
Three hours of news.
That's right.
In contractions. I think that's a first for CBS6.
All right, well, hopefully I don't see you tomorrow, but make sure you join Julia.
That's the end of the show. And they high-fived her on the way out the door.
So two people.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, labor pains, from what I have seen, and again, only on television and movies, can be searing.
Yeah.
Well, she said, I mean, early labor, which means the contractions.
She really downplayed.
She did. And the contractions probably.
Were they timing her on set?
I would guess. What are they? Probably 10 minutes apart at that point, early. And I think you're right. It's got to be her second or third child. So she knows I do long labors and I know what this feels like. Still, you'd think once your water breaks. I mean, I was always told when the water breaks, get to the hospital. You know, it's time. You're in labor at that point. Obviously, she was. She goes, I'd rather be working. What am I going to sit in the hospital? I'm glad Biggie's here to hear this.
Oh, yeah. There's one man who will celebrate this.
You're saying she did not call an ambulance.
That's right. She didn't call an ambulance.
She did not call somebody to give her a ride to the hospital.
She just drove herself.
She didn't call her husband.
No, she drove herself. And she worked the entire shift.
I know a guy who needs to hear this.
Well, I hate to hearken back to it, but a few years ago, Biggie had a cyst in his backside, and it was giving him problems, and it was the size of a volleyball. And with 20 minutes left in this program, as Biggie was laying on a bench, sweating.
Unable to sit.
He's laying face down on a bench. We positioned a microphone next to his lips. With 20 minutes left of this program, he said, do you mind if I go now to the hospital? And I said, no, you may not.
No, it's only a couple more segments.
My favorite thing about you is the one thing people always tell you is when to get worried is when you get a fever, because that means the infection's setting in. You're the most anti-fever guy I've ever met.
I never believe in fever.
When a fever comes, you're like, no, it's not a big deal. It's just a fever.
Just a fever.
It's 103. Yeah, he's fine.
My car doesn't have air conditioning, so what?
Yeah.
I remember that.
These bizarre standards you have.
Yes. When Biggie was laying face down with a microphone positioned on the floor next to him and begged to go home.
Are you going
to
talk or what?
Biggie, who's on the phone?
My physician.
Phone.
Biggie, we need caller 9.
Several doctors called and said, we really think Biggie needs attention.
Get this man out of here.
20 more minutes. I said, it's only 20 more minutes. What could possibly go wrong?
I'd love to go back if we could. I wish we had it to go back to that show and see what those last 20 minutes were filled with.
You have a lot. Man has befriended a squirrel.
Are you saying, Biggie, that the quality of that particular segment?
Absolutely. I mean, it was the end.
Well, it's Power Hour on a Friday.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, when am I at my least? When do I care the least? Power Hour on a Friday.
The last
20 minutes of the tail end of the week. And Biggie said, boss man, can I please?
A man in Virginia has befriended a squirrel. Let's hear what he has to say.
Yeah, I feed him out of my hand. I give him nuts.
Biggie, aren't you glad you're here for this?
Biggie, did you ever feed a squirrel? Big?
We'll take that as a yes. Get Biggie's story on Monday on this. He was laying there sweating and feverish. He got to the hospital, fever 104. They lanced it. It was no big deal.
The doctor's like, what took you so long?
Yeah.
My God, man, you got here just in the nick of time.
Yeah, remember, my doctor still talks about it. It was that bad.
That's right.
Because it exploded on him.
That's right. Because he waited so long. Now, had it exploded in this studio, boy, that would have been a mess.
Oh God. Man. Yeah, there would have been pus and blood everywhere.
Volleyball sized. Right up his rectum. That's correct. The other, now, you have a lot in common with that woman, that strong woman, because you stayed the entire shift, and she stayed the entire shift. She wanted to, you didn't.
Is her baby the size of a volleyball?
Yes. Her baby was born the size of Biggie's volleyball.
Do we know
volleyball.
Any details yet about?
No, they haven't said
the
yet.
Child?
I bet they break the news today. That was yesterday on their air in Schenectady, New York. I have a lot in common with another very strong broadcaster. Her name is Deborah Norville. She stepped down.
You?
I do. Well, I only learned it last night that I have a lot in common with her. Deborah Norville has been hosting Inside Edition, and I was surprised by this number, 30 years. She started in March of 95. Great run. Comes to an end last night. She's stepping down. She's 66, by the way, and looks fantastic. She's still got it. Deborah Norville graduated. Now, I don't have this in common with her. She graduated summa cum laude from the University of Georgia with a 4.0 grade point average in 3 years. Now, that is not where...
My Lord.
That's not right. No. Deborah and I do not have that in common, okay?
And she wasn't just a... she didn't just study the whole time. She was in the Delta 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 sorority.
They're always the hottest.
That's right. So she's in the hottest sorority. She's summa cum laude. She got a 4.0, and she graduates not in 4 years, but in 3 years. She's also a former guest on this program. And was delightful.
One of the most gracious ever.
She was really great. She was at that time promoting Inside Edition. At one point, she was on the Today Show. Chris Dim has always fought for her because she followed the great Jane Pauley. And Jane Pauley was let go. And when Deborah Norville replaced her, it was like no one could replace her.
It was a clunky transition. I think both would agree.
NBC is the king of clunky transitions.
You're right. That's a good point.
Every show.
With the Today Show, they've done it since.
Many times. Tonight Show.
Look at Ann Curry.
I know.
When she left.
Terrible.
But I read, too, that, you know, see, I started seeing Deborah Norville because I was working at a different station, and I was working the midnight to six shift.
Mm-hmm.
And I would get home in the morning, and she would be anchoring early today.
Yes.
And she had started that job, her early today shift, 4 months before I started my midnight to six shift.
So you got to know her.
Yeah, I mean, she was like this fresh face. I'd never seen her before.
Right.
She was fantastic. I would, you know, come home and eat my cereal and watch her do the news. They said that in the time she was on that early today, did you see what the ratings did?
No.
Up 40%.
Really?
Whoa,
40.
Really?
That good. That's why they put her on the Today Show, I'm sure.
Yeah.
When the time came. Unfortunately, she was following this legend, Jane Pauley, who was, and again, they mishandled the transition. Jane Pauley didn't want to go. She was forced out, and they hired Deborah Norville. She was also a correspondent for CBS News before she got the Inside Edition job. Here's what I have in common with her, okay? She was told by a woman when she first started working in television, you don't belong in television.
In my very first job in television, a woman I worked with told me I didn't belong there. I have spent the last 47 years trying to prove her wrong. And so my thought is this. Believe in yourself when it seems no one else does, because you may be amazed where that confidence will take you. Thank you all. Thank you so much. That's Inside Edition. Bye-bye.
That's the whole cast and crew, everybody behind the scenes. They love her.
And now, with my final moment on the air as host of Inside Edition, I'd like to say something to that woman, wherever she is.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and pixelate both of these middle fingers. I'm going to give the director a heads up.
Right.
Pixelate in 3, 2,
that's exactly
1.
Right.
Middle fingers.
That woman said, you don't belong on TV.
What do you have in common with Deborah Norville?
A hairdresser told me, you don't belong on TV. A news director told me, you don't belong on TV. And a producer told me, you don't belong on TV. Here's what I have to say to them. Sometimes they're right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, sometimes they do get it right, don't they?
Sometimes they get it right.
Sometimes the experts do know what they're talking about.
Okay. It was like when Demi Moore was told by a director, you're a popcorn actress. Forget it. You're never going to win an award. She is not. She got a Golden Globe.
She got a Golden Globe, finally.
Yeah, and she said, they called me a popcorn actress. They said to Deborah Norville the same thing. They called me a popcorn actress. I am. It turns out they're right. Yep. I went running back to this medium where
radio.
You cannot see my face, where nobody cares. And you just do your thought.
Thankfully, man. Still a step above newsprint.
That's about it. That's what we've got going for us. I know. This is a segment about strong women.
And you remember Norville, she had a, didn't one of her viewers discover that she had cancer?
Yes.
She had a nodule on her neck or something?
Yes. And a viewer spotted it and emailed.
This 10 years ago, maybe?
Team. Yeah. And so Deborah Norville was like, okay, well, I guess I should take a look at that. And she did, and she had early stage cancer, and they removed it.
Another commonality with Deborah Norville, you and Deborah Norville.
What's on the side of my face?
You know? Cancer scar. Mm-hmm.
A listener told me, Christ, your face.
Oh, I should get that looked at.
I just can't look at the YouTubes anymore.
Are you talking about this one spot? No, I mean the whole thing.
Is there any way we can move the cameras back?